Brad Powers with us, pregame.com. What's up, Brad?
Hey, how you guys doing on this fine Thursday evening?
We are good. So what do you think of this game? You on Philly, Giants, total, Oof. Anything?
Yeah, I think I'm in the square side here. I know the bigger money's on the Giants, but I'm going to lean on Philly here. I just, look, in this series, for whatever reason it is, I would say the last 10, 15 years, comparable talent between the both teams, and for some reason, Philadelphia has had the Giants' number. 16-3, last 19 games they played one another. I know it's a short week. It's on the road. Philadelphia's banged up. The line is against me. I'm giving you a lot of reasons why you shouldn't be betting a lot of money on the Eagles, but I do lean with the Eagles here.
College football. Let's actually start off with a matchup tomorrow night. Have you taken a look at Air Force and San Diego State with SDSU laying 10.5, 11?
Yeah, it seems like a lot, and normally I would like Air Force as a dog, but I'll tell you one thing. Rocky Long, the head coach for San Diego State, defends the option well. He's won 7 straight over Air Force. They've covered 7 in the last 8. Give him credit. With a backup quarterback, a backup running back, they go into Boise and win the game outright. I think he's one of the more underrated coaches in all of college football. Air Force off a big win. Short week for them traveling. Give me the Aztecs to get another cover.
I'm going to come over the top on you on this one.
Uh-oh.
Air Force has a better throwing quarterback than they've had in recent years, so they're not as one-dimensional as they have been. And I'm looking back at the scores. You're right, Rocky Long has won a lot of games in the series recently, 7 straight. But the games have been close. 4 points last year. 3 points a couple of years ago. They got blown out in 2014. 2013, 7 points. Can I convince you to be on Air Force plus 11?
Ooh. Now, you didn't convince me to be on Air Force, but you convinced me not to have a big bet on San Diego State.
Oh, stop now. Don't listen
chair,
to me.
I love it.
Don't listen. Square chair coming at you. But, yeah, the quarterback for Air Force has done a really good job. They had a turn to, I think it was the third stringer, and he's obviously a better thrower than some of the guys we're accustomed to with Air Force. All right, we go to the Saturday games. Let's start off with, you know, I want to revisit Louisville one more time. Maybe we just put this freaking whole story to bed. Where's Louisville right now? They're getting, I mean, this is a mind-boggling number. I don't even know if they had a summer number on this. But, my God, Louisville's getting 13.5 against Boston College.
Yeah, it's incredible. And there's no team in the country I've downgraded more in all of college football this season than Louisville. I got them down nearly 2 touchdowns already from where they were in the preseason. And I'm not lining up against them, lining up to bet them in this one. I know Boston College is banged up. The running back, A.J. Dillon, might not play. But are you kidding me? Last week, allowing 542 rushing yards. I mean, if Dillon can get out there on crutches, I think he can get 100 yards against this Louisville defense. And the offense has been pathetic as well. Give me Boston College.
Is Notre Dame one of those teams that you've upgraded the most? They're laying 21 this week against Pittsburgh.
You know what I haven't? I mean, there's been other teams like Hawaii, Utah State, other teams significantly. I thought they were borderline top 10 team coming in the season. And obviously, you know, maybe I was a little bit wrong. Now they're closer to the top 5. I can tell you one thing, though, historically speaking, since Lou Holtz left the sidelines 20-plus years ago, Notre Dame's bad bet as a double-digit favorite. How about covering only 41% of the time? I think they're a little flat off those 2 big wins against Stanford and Virginia Tech. I lean with Pitt here.
I'm looking at just a number that just jumps out at the board. If you're studying the rotation, and you see that Army is laying 15 points on the road, I think immediately you're like, okay, this is insane. But they've been pretty good, and San Jose State is awful.
That's a sharp take by you, because that's immediately what I thought. I was like, when in the hell is the last time Army's been laying this kind of number on the road? In fact, it's the largest away favorite role for them since 1996. Since 1980, they've only been a double-digit road favorite 9 times. They're 2-7 against the number. With that being said, I like the spot for them. They're coming off a bye. Army's been impressive this year. Are you kidding me? Almost beating Oklahoma on the road. And then the following week, dominating what's been a very good Buffalo team so far. How much left does San Jose State have left in the tank after last week? They come from behind, take the lead against Colorado State, blow it in the fourth quarter. Give me Army. It's not very often I'm going to say this, but give me the Black Knights minus the 2 touchdowns plus.
little bit more high profile of a game with Michigan laying 9.5 at home against Wisconsin. Is this too many points, especially in a game where I know the total's not astronomically low, but you expect points to be at a premium here?
Yeah, and I think I'm more on the square side here. I think it's too many points, so I agree with you. But I'll say the money is on Michigan. This was 7.5 earlier in the week. Now it's 9.5. Looks like it's no stopping it. I'll say this. Wisconsin, last 33 Big Ten road games, they've lost exactly 0 times by more than a touchdown out of those 33 games on the Big Ten road. They've covered 9 of the last 11 times they've played Michigan. They've covered 12 of the last 13 times they've been on the road in the Big Ten. Getting more than a touchdown, I can play defense, I can run the football. Michigan's offense has struggled against decent defenses. Give me the Badgers.
Stay in the same region, same conference with Ohio State, laying almost 30 points against Minnesota.
Ooh. Again, not often, and it's not best bet material for me, but I do lean with Ohio State here. You look at Minnesota the last couple of years under P.J. Fleck, get off to good starts. 3-0, back-to-back years. But in Big Ten play, they get run over. It's a depth-shy team, young team with a lot of freshmen and sophomores. 2-9 against the number is the spread record again for Minnesota in Big Ten play. Ohio State had an uneven performance last weekend. I think they put it on the Golden Gophers. Give me the Buckeyes.
Just because they're close together in the rotation and in the same conference, I want to ask you about the Northwestern and Nebraska game. I probably should have looked this up, but there is not a good history for Northwestern as a favorite at home.
You know, it's not. It's definitely less than 50%. I mean, if you want to back Northwestern, generally speaking, you want to back them in the underdog role, and that's where they were last weekend, and obviously pulled an outright upset as a double-digit road dog against Michigan State. Prior week, they're catching 2 touchdowns against Michigan. Now they're playing with some expectations this week. But I'll say this, a lot of money on Nebraska each of the last couple weeks. I'm still not buying it. They're still the worst team in the country as far as penalties. Until they clean up the turnovers, until Nebraska cleans up the penalties, I'm going to lean with Northwestern, the more trustworthy team here.
Brad Powers, you can find his stuff up on Twitter at BradPowers7, pregame.com, and of course you can hear him 5 days a week straight out of Vegas on Fox Sports Radio National at 3 o'clock. I want to hit a couple of potential letdown spots. One, Texas minus 14 against Baylor.
Yeah, I agree with it. I mean, Tom Herman, great as a dog, and he's now 12-1 against the number. Tom Herman, the head coach for Texas. Now, as a favorite, different story. Last 17 games, Tom Herman, the head coach for Texas, has been that favorite, dating back to his Houston days. 4-13 against the spread as a favorite. Kind of a letdown spot. I like Baylor here, plus the point.
Florida minus 7 at Vanderbilt after the LSU game.
I love Florida. Again,
really?
Love Florida minus 7. Yeah, and you just mentioned it. That's what the market is saying right now. Going to be a letdown spot off LSU. Florida's got a bye on deck. Are you kidding me? Vanderbilt, last 10 games in SEC play, 1-9 against the spread. I mean, no home field advantage. Nashville's a destination city. Everyone travels to Nashville. Florida hasn't lost it at Vanderbilt since 1988. Give me the Gators minus 7.
All right, smacking me around on that one. I like it. LSU, not that one. Georgia, 7.5, taking on Ed Orgeron, and you would think that he would be ornery, and so would his team.
I'm going to be on LSU here. Give me the hook, plus 7.5. I mean, this is only the fourth time they've been catching more than a touchdown at home since 2002. The other three teams, a pair of Alabama teams that ended up winning the national championship, and a Florida team with Tim Tebow at quarterback. I'm not sure Georgia's in that class. And I don't know what have we seen from Georgia? They haven't played a top 20 team yet. LSU, at least we've seen them play Miami, Auburn, Florida. They've looked apart now for 3 games. Give me the home dog, LSU.
Last game, Michigan State, often a great underdog play. Is it great here getting 13.5 at Penn State?
I'll tell you, you guys are very sharp because you're right with all your trends. Michigan State 16-5 against the spread last 21 times they've been a dog. They actually have a winning record straight up last 21 games as an underdog. 11-10 straight up as an underdog. That's incredible. But I'm not sure this is a good spot. And I just don't like what I've seen from Michigan State all season. There's not a single game outside of maybe Indiana where I can really hang my head. Hey, that's the Michigan State team I thought we'd see at the start of the season. Penn State had a week to think about the Ohio State game. They're coming off a bye. Actually, lean with Penn State here.
All right, Brad, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you, buddy.
All right, take care, guys.
There you go, Brad Powers. At Brad Powers 7, he puts his tickets up. will take his lumps when he gets them, but good stuff there. This is a spot everyone should listen to every week. Seriously. I know you're listening right now, so I should try to try to reach a different audience.
I think the whole show.
Well, this spot especially, because I think back to we suggest, it's really leans we suggest, and I think we've been pretty strong, so I think.
Seems that way.